Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and we have season six in full force. We have another amazing guest. He's an actor and an entrepreneur. But before we get to that, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate anywhere in the United States and you don't have a real estate agent, go to TriStateRealtyLosAngeles.com where we find you the perfect real estate agent in your hyper local area. The service is absolutely free, doesn't cost you a dime, and when escrow closes, we give 10% of the proceeds to the Actors Fund. So if you want to help out actors, refer us a real estate agent, whether you're buying or selling. Now back to our guest. He teaches industry, business, and marketing. He also has a podcast that's called Actor CEO Podcast, which stands for Chief Executive Officer. So if you're an actor out there and you've never thought about the business part of acting, you might want to get a pen and paper and take some notes. What is this pen and paper you speak of? I have an iPhone. His name is Michael Moreno. And why don't we just get him on the phone right now and see what he has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, it's Johnny with Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm awesome. So it's funny, I have the Actors 2020 Podcast and you got Actor CEO Podcast. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's right, man.
So I'm telling everybody that they probably think about the acting as an actor and they're trying to make it. They're going to audition, but they never really think about the business side of it. You know, they do that to dentists. Dentists go to school for like 4 years and they know how to do a root canal and all that, but nobody teaches them how to get the money and run it as a business. So what advice can you offer us about that?
When it comes to the minute you step out of your training, just as you mentioned, they immediately become a business. I mean, the IRS sees actors that way. You have expenses, you have income coming in. So you are a business the moment you step out. And the good thing is you are the CEO of that business. So I think the first and foremost, you got to have that mindset shift, which is that I am the one who's in control of this business. I am the visionary. I'm setting out the plan. I'm laying out the details. I'm bringing people on to help me, like an agent who represents your sales, a talent manager who might represent a way to plan this business out and some expertise and insight. But ultimately, you are the business owner. So you then decide who is the headshot photographer you're going to get, how you're going to lay out your website. Is someone else going to do that for you? What's the stuff you're uploading to IMDb and the stuff you're uploading up to Actors Access and wherever else you're representing yourself to try and get work? How are you then improving the products that you put out there, the self-tapes, the skill set that you're bringing to the marketplace? How are you packaging all of that so people understand what it is that you do best? Make it clear to them consistently. All of this is something that a business owner and any startup out there must be thinking about. Yet actors coming out of many, many, many training programs just don't get this information.
How do they switch that mind shift?
First and foremost, I think it's speaking to people who have been in this business maybe longer than you have and maybe have that perspective. That's where this podcast comes from, honestly. The conversations I had when I was in grad school, I always joke that 50% of my education was at the bar, and it's because I was in a program where we could bring in people who were working internationally, actors, directors, and otherwise. Talking to them, I would sit down with them and pick their brain. And the biggest common denominator, I guess I can say, from all of those folks was that you got to treat it like a business. And so that's what the podcast became, was a representation of those conversations and me connecting the listeners. Many times they're actors, of course, but there's creatives of all kinds.
Right.
And this conversation really does apply to them. And I'm out there getting information from these folks, casting directors, agents, talent managers, bringing that on the ground information of how it's working right now to the actor so that as a business owner, the actor can listen and go, okay, I can see where this might apply to me. And now I can use that information to take my business to the next level. And what's also important here, which I think is useful to recognize for artists, is that what you also hear out of these conversations, when you tap into this expert, that vast amount of experience that many times you get for free, you start to understand that, hey, my journey, while it might be specific to me, isn't that uncommon from what other people are doing, which means that when I feel like I've failed, other people have gone through this, other people have overcome this, and other people have actually built better businesses because of it. Yeah. I am now far more encouraged in those times when I feel like I'm alone, when I feel like I don't have all the information, when I feel like I'm struggling, that other people have actually overcome it and built something big and beautiful and bold out of it. So now I can continue to push through those times so that I can work on building my better future.
First of all, your Law and Order episode, really good scene you had. You did really really great job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. That was my first network TV gig. There was a lot of stress and nerves going on with that, but it was very cool to have that opportunity. And that was one of the first things I did in New York City. So it was pretty exciting.
So my question is, how much research did you do for that role?
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, basically the character Benson and her partner are undercover. So they go to a swingers club in New York City. And there's a couple of scenes that take place in that club, which was exciting, right? It was a very fun shoot and obviously very cool to get to work with Mariska in that way. But when I was doing the casting for it, I got brought in. Casting director was like, here, this one, we're just bringing you straight to a producer's session.
Nice.
So the writers are in the room and the producers. When I originally got sides, I was like, you know, the breakdown was labeled like this guy's a model and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is not me, man. I was like, this ain't Mac Marino. So I kind of just treated it as silly as I thought it was.
Right.
Because of that, then when I came in the room, I was like this fingers gun winking, like that kind of guy who's like, hey, you know, here's how things are going. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. It was over the top. But what happened was it won the room, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone thought it was hilarious. They were like, look at this dude. Like, right. It was just Swingersville. And that's what I brought in. And they just thought it was the funniest thing ever. My agent calls me. He's like, I don't know what you did, but they loved it. You got the gig. So that's great. But then I go in, get a fitting or something. And as I happen to go to the studios, there are two writers there as I'm checking in. And they're like, hey, man, great audition, blah, blah, blah. Just so you know, you won't be able to do it that way on the day. And honestly, man, I thought they were breaking my balls. I thought they were just joking with me because I didn't know. This is part of what made me nervous during that circumstance is that up until that point, no one's preparing me for like how this is going to go. I just show up and I'm like, I'm going to do the same thing I did that landed me the role. Well, that was not necessary. And then sure enough, on the day, mm-hmm. right, it had to be toned down. They were looking for those moments just like Law and Order does. This is where research of the tone of the show and what it is that you're actually doing is so important. And I needed to tone things down. And so there was a lot of back and forth between me and the director getting some clarity on like, what is it that he's actually looking for here so that I can bring the right performance. And that's how it was. And so it was a big learning curve right away, but man, it was fun. So to answer your question shortly, there was no research that went into that.
Yeah, but that was good. So if the actors, if you're listening, listen to what he said. If you go in there and you hold back on your performance, they're going to think you can't bring it up. But if you did exactly what Mike just did, he went in there and overdid it. They know they can bring him down. They know he has the talent. So good job.
Thanks, man. And listen, if I can just touch on that one more time, like I brought the energy that I thought was required for this thing. Anybody at any time could have asked me, if that's level 10, what does it look like if you do that at level 5?
Yeah.
If somebody said that, I would have had a better understanding of, okay, I can mix and match this. Mm-hmm. You know, I can change the dial here and then that can be effective. And that's something that's useful for them because I'm familiar with the energy, my motivation in the scene, what I'm trying to do, right? All of that is what came through. It was just at a level 10.
That's true. I auditioned for an AFI film and it was a redneck character and I did exactly the same thing. I played it way to the hilt and the director just goes, Johnny, bring it down. But I got the part. Everyone's out there doing self-taping and myself, 3-point lighting. I've watched so many videos on it and it goes on forever. And at the end, I'm like, did I really learn anything? So I'm scrolling around your website and in 2 minutes, I learned more than I've learned in any other video I watched. They tell you exactly what to do in 2 minutes. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. This is my goal. Exactly what you just said. I would love for somebody to tap into whether it's the website or actorceo.com/blog, which is mm-hmm. where you find all of these wonderful posts about self-tape lighting and so many other things. If you can dive in there and in 2 minutes, get the answer you're looking for so that you can now take action in your career, right? That's the point. Mm-hmm. Then I've done exactly what I laid out to do, a service to you. And I've created something that I was looking for, right? I don't want to be spending 30 minutes, 3 hours on YouTube trying to solve a problem. Like, what is the deal? Give me the answer. Let's go. If anybody searches self-tape lighting, Actor CEO is one of the first pages that comes up. So we're thankful about that. But that's because a lot of people use our website as a resource. And I really appreciate you giving some feedback on that.
Yeah, actorceo.com. He's done all the research from what type of equipment to use. And I just cannot believe how much information is on that. It's pretty awesome. So you have a BFA, you have an MFA, but you grew up here in LA, but then you end up moving to New York. Is it because theater sucked here and you want to be a theater guy, or why the move?
Yeah, good questions. Born and raised in Los Angeles. Shout out to the Glendale homies. shout out to the Sherman Oaks kids going to Notre Dame High School, all that jazz. I visited New York City a couple of times growing up, and I always thought to myself that if I was ever going to live anywhere else other than Los Angeles, it it would probably be New York City. Just always kind of been a city person. Like, I appreciate what comes with that type of metropolitan atmosphere. So diverse in terms of culture and people and things you can do. It's up all night, right? Doesn't matter what time of day, you can get what you need. You have access to everything. I love that. I think that that's pretty cool. New York City had always been in the back of my mind as a place to maybe live one day. Coming out of grad school, we did an agent showcase, as many do. The agent that I ended up going with could rep me on both coasts and was based in New York City. And I said, well, you know what? Then that's fine. Let me live in New York City then. And that way I still have access to both coasts. I've obviously got family on the West Coast and I can go back and visit and do things and I still have rep there. So let's do that. So that's what I did. That's how I landed there. Yeah, the rest is history.
So you mentioned your wife, and I think you guys have a business together. And I think it's not just for actors. I think it's for regular folks. It's called Much More Media. Can you talk about that?
Oh my gosh, this is one of my most favorite things to talk about because it came out of everything that we've been discussing. Something I learned early on, very quickly being in New York City, I produced a web series. My wife and I produced theater together. I was involved in other theatrical productions. I learned a lot about myself as a creator. What I learned was that overall, I am a creator. Mm-hmm. I have a producer's mindset.
Right.
I have an ability to see the big picture. In fact, I was building set and live events for television and live events, Victoria's Secret's fashion show, all that sort of stuff that happens in New York City. And then I became a production manager. And that means I'm managing these entire productions, these live events, when it comes to the construction side of things. So that's how my mind works, seeing that big picture, going from zero to hero and bringing everybody involved. Having that mindset allowed us to start to see that these creative elements we were building were storytelling based, but how they were being built helps businesses. So now I say I help storytellers become better businesses and businesses become better storytellers.
Okay.
That's exactly what I do now. So because of the content that I can create, because of the level of production I'm able to do through the podcast and how I'm able to do digital advertising, sell products, all sorts of stuff that businesses want to do, I can bring everything that I'm doing over on the creative side and bring that skill set plus the ability to tell the story to the businesses so they go, oh, this is how we get our stuff out here in the digital world. Because that is so necessary now that any business that is not doing that is basically in the dark.
True.
They can't be found and they've signed their own death warrant at that point. I'm excited to be in this space. It grows every single day, man. This has now made me an advocate for creators, helping creators understand whatever old normal was, we don't need to go back to that. I have a post up on Backstage, in fact, talking about three side jobs that actors should be looking at that don't require them to leave their house.
That's,
you hear
awesome.
What I'm saying?
Like, right.
We've just gone through this enormous change with the pandemic and everything.
Right.
And now actors, any creators, right?
Mm-hmm.
Filmmakers, writers, ready to get back to normal. And like, you don't need to do that to have your quote flexible job. I hire people to write blogs. I hire people to create content. And so do other businesses. Mm-hmm. They will pay you better to do these things. You have creative skills that can apply across the board here. And there's many folks, and there's going to be many more, that are looking to hire creative services and actors and other creators out there. When you're trained, you have an enormous skill set that you're just not tapping into if you choose to do some other sort of side job.
What's that website?
If anybody wants to find out the business side of things, it's muchmore.media. And that's where you can see everything that we do. Like right now, we're really focused on helping businesses create more content, which is something,
okay,
if you followed Actor CEO, you'll know that, man, we create a lot of content.
That's true. Yeah. So it's not .com, it's .media. That's interesting. If you go there, there's a free email course they can sign up for. It doesn't cost anything, right?
100%. Yeah.
Okay. Wrap it up here. Where is the best place to find you online? Is it just those two websites?
Yeah. So muchmore.media is the business side of things. ActorCEO.com is the actor side of things. And if you're at all interested in Actor CEO, it's at Actor CEO across the board on social media. So Twitter, Facebook, Clubhouse, it's Actor_CEO on TikTok. So all the places that you want to find us are there.
So someone getting into the business today, what specifically or what is the one or two tidbits you could give to them to help further their career? What would you tell them to keep going forward?
Understand that you are your own media empire at this point. You manage that message, which means that your social media, your website, any content that you create, you can make your own film. You can be, of course, creating your own self-tapes to showcase what you do best so that those are assets that you can use to get cast. We have access to all the tools and all the people, unlike any other time in history. When you know what it is that you bring to the marketplace, you can now go create that, or you can showcase that at an enormous level in a really strong way. And that helps you no matter what. Your agent is not going to do that for you. Your manager is not going to do that for you. Your mom, your dad, anybody is not going to do that for you. And you can do it at such a high level. I've had so many people on my show, yeah, represent that in a strong way.
Awesome.
That's the message, man.
All right. You gave just sound bites. You didn't waste any time. You just got the meat and potatoes and bam, I love that. Thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate appreciate it.
Thank you for the time. It's really a pleasure.
The message is, you are your own media empire. That wraps up another episode of Actors2020Podcast.com. Be sure to leave us a review on the Internet Movie Database or Apple's iTunes. Yes, go ahead and do it right now. Thank you so much. I double dog dare you. And remember, if you're looking for a fantastic real estate agent, no matter where you live in the United States, Tri-State Realty Los Angeles.com as a free service for you. We have so many amazing artists coming up on Actors 2020 Podcast, from current influencers to working actors and actresses. Stay tuned. Be sure to check out our guest Mike Moreno's podcast at Actor CEO. Episode 247 is in the can. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and until the next episode, bye-bye.